He who works eats. I recall an outing with Grandpa during one of my summertime visits to Charlotte in which we went to some sort of function at the Red Fez Club, a local Masonic lodge that Grandpa belonged to. I was quite excited about this excursion, especially when I learned that the club was located at a local reservoir and I would be able to go fishing off the dock while the meeting was taking place. Grandpa was also quite excited about the prospect of being able to bring some fresh fish home for dinner that evening. When we got to the lodge, I immediately set off for the dock and had fair luck, catching about 5 or 6 small bluegills while the Masons were conducting their meeting in the lodge building. After the conclusion of the meeting, Grandpa came out to the dock and was quite pleased that I had procured the main course for dinner that evening. All the way back to Charlotte in the car, he kept loudly proclaiming, "He who works, eats." We got back to the house on 201 South Laurel, and I began watching the bullfights on television, thinking that I would clean and dress the fish after the bullfights went off the air. Well, the next thing I know, I begin smelling the delicious aroma of fresh fish frying, punctuated by continual loud exclamations of, "He who works, eats," coming from the kitchen. As I walked into the kitchen, I saw Grandpa proudly frying up the catch of the day in Grandma's black iron skillet. I figured that he did not care to leave the important job of cleaning and scaling the fish to an inexperienced 9-year-old and had already taken care of that important task. The wonderful aroma of the frying fish really began to whet my appetite, and Grandpa served up our dinner, which consisted of fried fish, French fries, and coleslaw. I couldn't wait to dig in. I took a big bite of the fish and immediately realized they were totally inedible, at least for my tastes. Grandpa's method of cleaning them had been simply to cut the heads off, pull some of the guts out, leaving a bunch in, roll them in flour, and throw them in the pan without a thought of scaling them. My first bite consisted of a bit of fish, some internal organs, and a mouthful of fish scales. When I informed Grandpa that I could not eat them, he seemed quite perplexed and annoyed at my finicky eating habits. He exclaimed, "There's nothing the matter with them. You don't scale freshwater fish." Well, this was news to me. I thought you scaled any fish that was covered with scales. It amazed me that Grandpa had no problem with the scales at all as he enthusiastically ate the remaining fish, internal organs, scales and all, loudly proclaiming all the time, "He who works, eats."